Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. And this is Magnificent Monday. And this is also our first day of Fun Summer Success School. In other words, we kind of made June the month of Fun Summer Success School because if you are not getting results on your goals, we are going to go step by step and help you pinpoint what it takes for you to make those goals happen and to get the results that you really want. Now, on our show for today, our topic is all about opening your mind to the possibilities. To the possibilities, but not the liabilities. Because sometimes that's what holds us back. We look at everything that can go wrong in our life instead of all the things that can go right. And so it is really necessary that we pay attention to the things that can possibly go right. When we examine the possibilities in our life and we look to the positive, we look to all of the good and exciting things that's going on in our life or what could possibly come into our lives, that's more, not just more motivating, but it's more inspiring, it's more exciting, it makes us happier, and it gives us the confidence boost we need to stay on course. Now, for our first show, we're just going to talk about the possibilities, and I'm going to give you a power action at the end of today's show. And then tomorrow, we're going to talk about how to treat each day as the first day, and we're going to help you focus more on what you're doing, what you're working on, and we're going to help you kind of wake up to what really matters. So we've got some really great shows that are coming up, and all of these shows are designed to help you focus more on getting to where it is you want to be. You're also going to learn what will make you super rich. Now, that's exciting, isn't it? And if you're saying no, keep it real. You know you want to make more money. So let's go on with our show. The shows I'll do my best to keep them short. I always promise that, and sometimes I go 20, 30 minutes long, but we're not going to go that long today. The show's going to be very short. I thought Magnificent Monday was more fitting, more appropriate to talk about the possibilities because this is Monday. If you are going to work, if you are waking up to your business this morning and you're going to your home office, wherever it is you're going, this is a great day for you to focus on the possibilities. First of all, we have to look at why people look at the opposite. They look at the liabilities instead of possibilities. Now, we can't blame the news for everything because the news, it is what it is. We know that when we sit down to watch the news, that they're going to give us every doom and gloom story, or they're going to create some kind of crisis so that we can come back tomorrow, like a soap opera. So we can't blame the news. Blame, if there's going to be a blame, then we have to kind of look in the mirror. But what you really want to do is, instead of putting blame on yourself or on the news, you want to make the necessary shift so that you can start achieving on the level that you've always wanted to achieve on. So the start of that is to not focus on your liabilities. So possibilities can be scary. And that's why we focus on the liabilities. This is why we focus on everything that could possibly go wrong. And this is why we talk ourselves out of getting the best that we deserve to have. Because just imagine that if everything we wanted, everything we thought about that was good, if it all came true, first of all, that would be super exciting, right? However, what happens is we don't want to be disappointed. So we tend to think on the side of liabilities as a mental, emotional, and spiritual, if you will, safety mechanism. And that's not how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to open up and let things flow and be open to the possibilities. You know, let it be a little bit scary and get beyond that. If you need to go back and listen to our episodes on crushing fear and how to crush fear, then do that. You'll find those links on our mention on show in the show notes on blog.designingyourlifetoday.com. So just go find the topic of today's show, which is open your mind to the possibilities, not liabilities. Then you'll scroll down and you'll see the notes there. So we'll have those there for you, and you can go back and get a refresher course. Yeah, that's kind of what summer school is about, right? Kind of getting a refresher to remind you how powerful you are. The point, I guess, is that we're going to help you crush your fear. Okay, so possibilities can be scary. Let's get on track and get to this so I'm not going over my time. The first thing is that we know that possibilities can be scary, but go through it. The second point that I want to bring out to you guys is that liabilities feel bad, but what happens is they create a comfort zone. And when you create a comfort zone based on liabilities, that's not a good feeling. That's not going to inspire you. That's not going to help you stay on track. That's not going to help you keep your focus on your goals. It's going to cause you to go more towards creative avoidance. So you're going to focus on what it is you don't really want to do, and you don't, the things that you don't really want to happen. So if you didn't see glimpses of success during the month of May, which is when we're supposed to kind of get those blossoms. So if you didn't make it rain in April and then get a little glimpses of some blossoms sticking their heads up, some little buds of success sticking their heads up, then you're going to like everything this month that we're talking about. Assuming you follow along with the power actions and use some of the other information that we suggest to you. So liabilities feel bad, but they create that comfort zone for you. So you want to be aware of that. If you're that comfortable and you're not achieving your goals, you're not getting what you want, then I'm going to give it a few months or even a year or so, you are not going to be happy with your life. So don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone. I know you've probably heard that a lot. Step outside your comfort zone. Go for it. Well, hey, step outside your comfort zone and go for it. That's how you're going to stretch your mind, and you're going to stimulate your imagination and your creativity, and you're going to give your confidence that boost so that you can create more and bring more into your life. The thing about opening your mind to the possibilities, though, is that possibilities really cause you to go into limitless mode. Limitless mode is where no matter how ridiculous it sounds, no matter how much money you say you want to make, no matter what you think you need to bring in as far as cash, it's just something that you are willing to allow your mind to conceive of. And when you can allow your mind to even think it, now you're stretching your mind. So this is the power behind opening your mind to the possibilities. See, because when you open your mind to possibilities, you're also saying that you're okay with receiving more and with receiving better. So this is the beautiful part of it. The third point is you want to create an intention and add a timeline to that intention. What are the goals that you set? Pay attention to those goals and then go for it. But go for it with the understanding that there is a timeline. Once you have the understanding that your intention has a timeline, in other words, if you say you want to earn $30,000 over the next 3 months, which is not a lot of money, but it equates to about $10,000 a month, then of course you would set a 90-day timeline there. That will cause you to sharpen your focus, but it's not about being attached to that deadline date. It's not about that. It's about releasing your attachment to the outcome of the situation, but because your intention to make it happen is so strong, you're going to focus. And the reason why you release your attachment, because to become attached to something, that's like saying, I don't believe it's going to happen. When is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? So you go outside of faith and you actually push what you want to come into your life farther away. So the object of the game is to set and create an intention and then add a timeline and release your attachment to the outcome of that timeline, but trust that at the end of 90 days you will have that $10,000 a month. So in other words, to total $30,000. When you can create a timeline like that, your focus it will become much sharper, and your mind understands what the task is, assuming you've accepted it. See, that's another powerful thing about setting an intention, is that when you set an intentional goal, your mind understands that you are serious about making this happen. So whatever results you have not gotten up until now, let's forget about that. Let's erase that. Let's not think about it, and let's start fresh. And start today and set that goal as to where you're going to be, let's say, 90 days from now. So you want to create an intention and add a timeline. If you want to earn six figures, back in the day, that was a big deal. And when I say back in the day, what, maybe 7 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, to earn six figures, that was a big deal. And for some people today, if they could get their hands on six figures a year, they would be super excited about that. Now, the thing about opening your mind to the possibilities is that it's a limitless way of thinking. So when you have a limitless way of thinking, now instead of thinking about simply earning six figures and attaching to that and making that such a big deal, all of a sudden, a million becomes possible, and even a billion seems to be possible. And you know how possible that is? Because that's kind of where things are going now. Think about it. Several years ago, anybody who was a millionaire or multimillionaire, they made the news. They were headline news. They were the center of attention. Now, it's all about being a billionaire. And the people who are making billions, they're not just making one and two billions. They're making 33 billion and 44 billion. And so they're really making a lot of money. And I always had this theory, and I was super excited when I read T. Harv Eker's book. And he talked about, in that book, he talked about the fact that people who didn't claim their monies or claim their blessings in life, that it went to someone else, because nature does not like a vacuum, or nature has to send that money to someone. See, there's enough to go around. There's enough for everybody. But you have to be honest with yourself and say, am I really claiming my fair share? Am I really doing the work that it takes? Am I using my gifts and talents to really get the things that I say that I want, to bring those things into my life? Am I diligent about it? Am I focused on it? Am I putting things in order to make that happen? You have to be honest with yourself instead of blaming the president, because he is who he is. And whether you like him or love him, doesn't matter. The point is, at the end of the day, you have to pay your own bills. You have to be responsible for the outcome of your life. So this is not about the president or Congress or people in the House of Representatives. It's not about any of this. Your city council person, it's not about any of that. It is about, what are you doing to improve your own life, to shift your thinking to the point where you are thinking about all the possibilities. When you think about what's possible for you, and by the way, the T. Harv Eker book that I'm talking about is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I had to think about it for a minute. I read that book years ago, and he always said that people didn't claim their blessings, that because so many blessings were left, it went to someone who was willing to claim it. And I believe that. You know, it's kind of like if there's a five pieces of candy, and there are five children, and there's a piece for each child, but there are two children that, well, they don't feel like they deserve to have theirs, so they don't take it. So the other kids, they go for it, and somebody ends up with two pieces each, or somebody ends up with three pieces. And however it's distributed, someone ends up with more. So there are no equal shares in that respect, because they stepped out to claim what they thought they deserved. And that's how it is. When you start to open your mind to the possibilities, you will claim what you think you deserve. You will start to see a different kind of world. You won't engage in conversations where people are arguing over what isn't, what's missing, or calling the president names. You won't even engage in all of that stuff. Whether you pay attention to that or not, it's going to continue. And I'm not telling you to stick your head in the sand. What I'm saying to you is that you have some goals that you want to achieve. if you are achieving your goals, and I'm achieving mine, and 1 million people are achieving their goals, all of a sudden there's a major shift. And all of a sudden, what goes on in Washington doesn't seem so important. All of a sudden, whether you're going to get downsized or not, or laid off from your job, that doesn't seem as stressful to you. Why? Because now you've opened your mind to the unlimited possibilities that you have. See, when you start to think about what's possible for you, then you will see how many options you truly have. And that's what it takes to achieve your goals. Because sometimes when we set goals, we think there's only one road to make that goal happen. And there's more than one road sometimes. It all ends up at the same place. But when you look at all the different roads, you will choose the best one for you. And sometimes you're on one road, and then you have to veer off and go take an exit, and then go down that way for a while and then get back on track. So it's all about opening your mind to the possibilities, not focusing on liabilities. Liabilities, hey, that's if you have liabilities in your life, if you have things going on in your life that you don't want to have in your life, that they're going to be there. But you know what's going to make them go away? You opening your mind to the limitless possibilities that you have, the limitless options that are available to you. And this is going to allow you to come up with answers so that you can achieve on a much higher level. Now, this is kind of like our introduction, or second introduction, if you will, to our fun success summer school. And we are going to have a lot of fun with this because there are going to be some videos and there's going to be other things that you can do. And I'm going to recommend some really great books that are not long. They're easy to read. They're going to be a fun read and things that you can do kind of, like I said, while you are, in fact, enjoying your summer. With that being said, I want to just sum up by saying, open your mind to all of the limitless possibilities that you do have available to you. So with that, having shared that to you, let's kind of see if we can open our minds. What I would like you to do to start with, first of all, to get the maximum results out of this, the next 30 days, always have a goal in mind. What is it you want to achieve? So you can have something that you can put your attention on, something more tangible. And once you've done that, then you're going to find that everything I share with you, you'll be able to figure out how it applies to what it is you're working on. Okay, because I'm going on and on, let's wrap it up and let me give you a fun power action for you to do. First of all, I want you to think of the most fun, energetic, new thing that you can do. Something that you've never done before, but it's fun. I want you to go do it. And then I want you to come back and once you're settled down, write down as many success ideas and as many possibilities of what your life could look like. Write down as many ideas and all of the limitless things that could come into your life that you believe you can do, that you can share, all of the limitless things that you believe you can receive into your life. So once again, this is your fun power action. Think of the most fun, energetic, new thing, that's the key, that you can do, something you've never done before. Go do it, then come back, write down as many success ideas, and you can even write down as many goals as possible. But I would prefer you pick the one goal, no more than three, that you're going to focus on as we share information with you throughout this month. And I want you to write down as many success ideas. And when I say success ideas, what would it take for you to achieve those goals? How many different ways can you come at your goal? How many different things can you do to open the door to make your goal happen and to make it happen as quickly as possible without you being attached to the outcome? Okay, you can even borrow the $30,000, $10,000 a month. It's very doable in this day and time. I can tell you, there are people who are earning $100, $200, $300 or more, $1,000 in 1 month, in 30 days or less. So you can certainly do $10,000 if you're not above that. If you're making more than $10,000 now, then of course, set your goals much, much higher if it's a monetary goal. So once you're done with that and you write down as many success ideas and as many strategies as possible that you can think of, things that you can do to make your goal happen, to make your goal real, then go back and pick the top three that you're going to implement and get started on them. Anytime you guys want to share, you can post it on Facebook on our page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. So you can go there. You can check us out on Twitter under my name, Pat Counsel. I'm on Pinterest, LinkedIn, and also Instagram under Pat Counsel. But I would prefer that you post it on our Designing Your Life Today Facebook page and just share what you're doing. You've got to come out of your shell. You have to be bold. You have to be excited, because that's another thing that's going to happen when you start thinking about the limitless possibilities that you have available to you, when you start opening your mind. And here's a kind of to jumpstart you a little bit. Imagine yourself, just sit quietly and in your mind, visualize what would your life be like if you had $10 million? What would your life be like? What would you do? Who would you help? So imagine that. Imagine how that would feel. And then, of course, set your own goals. But I wanted you to stretch your mind to the possibilities. And $10 million, given the fact that there are billionaires out there, $10 million, once again, still not a lot of money in today's time. But hey, you have to start where you are, right? So start stretching your mind and imagine the best and see where it takes you. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you. As I said, tomorrow, we're going to talk about treating each day as the first day. That's a very powerful show, and you're going to really love that show. Actually, you know what? I got ahead of myself. I keep thinking tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow's actually Tuesday. So we're going to talk about how you wake up on Tuesday and how much that really matters. And you're going to see the energy behind that. So that's really exciting. There's a fun power action that's going to come with that. And on Wednesday, we're going to talk about treating each day as the first day. And that's going to be extremely powerful also. We've got nothing but pure power this month. It's going to be exciting. Pass it on, share it with your friends, and tell them to get their goals ready and set their goals and hang out with us starting, well, now. You guys, enjoy your day and do life with power.